ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara at the bottom of Yud Alef Amud Beis has a shaila. Nigmar Dinoi V'nasa Koyin Ben Grushoi Ben Chalutza. What's the halacha if a person had a Gemar Din and then the Koyin Gadol was found out about him that he's a Ben Grushoi or a Ben Chalutza? Pligi bar avami v'rav yitzchak nafcho. Chad oimer meso kuhuna. V'chad oimer botla kuhuna. One says that it's as if the Kohen Gadol died, and one says that now it's a gloi milson l'mafreya that there was never a Kohen Gadol. So he has a din of a reitzeach that was nigmar dinoi b'loi Kohen Gadol, and he's ein echoizer la'olam. Whereas the madama that holds meso kuhuna holds that it's as if he died, so the Reitzeach doesn't have to go to Golos. It's like Nigmar Dinai, Umeis Kohen Gadol, that the Mishnah said, Arei Zeinai Goyla. On that, the Gemara says, Lema Beplukta, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Kamifligi, Ditnan, Hoyoimed, Umakriv Al Gabi Hamizbeach, Venoidashahu Ben Grushai Ben Chalutza. What if you have a Kohen that was bringing Karbonis on the Mizbeach, and now we found out that he's a Cholol? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Kol Karbonai Shehikriv Psulin. All the Karbonis that he ever brought are Pasul. Rabbi Shua Machshir. So the Gemara wants to be Taina, the Machloikis of Mesa Kahuna or Botla Kahuna in this Machloikis. Mand Omar Mesa Krabbi Shua. The Mand Omar that holds that it's like the Kahuna was Mace. So that's like Rabbi Shua that says that all the Karbonis that he brought until now are Kosher. And now it's like Mesa Kahuna. Now, from now on, it's possible. Uman Domar Batla Krabliezer. But the Man Domar that says that it's Batla Kahuna, that it's a Gloi Milsalam Afrey, that he was never a Kohen, that's like Krabliezer, that says that all the Kabanas that he brought are possible. And that the Gemara says that no. Aliba Krabliezer Kuli Amole Pligi. According to Krabliezer, you're right that there's no Machloikis. The Man Domar that said Mesa definitely cannot shtim with Rabbi Eliezer. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, since he's saying that all the avodas that he did are pasul l'mafreya, so he definitely was never a kohen, so of course, Rabbi Eliezer holds batla kahuna. But ki pligi, aliba Rabbi Shua, what the machloik is whether mesa kahuna or batla kahuna is according to Rabbi Shua. The man d'omar mesa Rabbi Shua, the man d'omar that says mesa kahuna, it holds like Rabbi Shua. That says that all the commandments they brought until now are kosher. Uman domar botlo ad kan loy komer Rabbi Shua hosom dichsiv borich Hashem cheloy foyal yodov tirtze afilu chalolin sheboy. That when it comes to the avoidis, we have a pasuk that says that Hashem accepts the karbonis even of a cholol poyal yodov tirtze the maisi yodayim the avoida that he does tirtze. Hashem accepts, even if he's a cholol. That's Baruch Hashem Cheloi. Aval hacha, but when it comes to the din of galus, afilu Rabbi Shua Maida, even Rabbi Shua is going to agree that he's not a kohen. He was never a kohen, and it has a din of nigmar dinai b'lei kohen gadol, and he never comes back. Comes along the Gvura Sari and says that from our Gemara you see that Rabbi Yeshua, who was machshir all the karbonis that he brought until now, avada is only machshir those karbonis, but the karbonis that he would bring mikanu lahaba after it was noida that he's a ben grusha or ben chalutza is puzzle, because you see that the Gemara wanted to learn that the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua is because mesa kahuna, it's as if he died, the kahuna is mace. Now, if you're going to tell me that even the karbonis that he brings in the future are also good, so then where's the mesa kahuna? Nothing changed between before and after. Then the Gemara wanted to learn pshat and Rabbi Shua that mesa kahuna. Frekt the Gvura Sari from this Gemara on the Rambam in Perek Vav. Mehilchus Bias HaMikdosh. Halacha Yud that says Koyen She'ovad. The nivdak v'nimtzah cholol avoidosay ksheiro l'she avar. His avoidos kosher for the past. Ve'enoy oivid lahaba. But lechatchila, he's not allowed to do avoida in the future. V'im avad, but if he did avaydol lehaba, lo ichilel. Shenemar baruch Hashem chelo yifayel yadav tirtza afilu chunin shabay tirtza. The Rambam paskins that even if he does avaydus mikanu lehaba, it's also kosher. Frektik vuris ari, that's nistar from our Gemara. How's that in Meisa Kahuna? If Rabbi Yeshua holds that even the korbanos that he brought in the future are good, so nothing changed between before or after you found out. So where's the Meisa Kahuna? Zok Rav Shmuel, beautiful, that the Rambam learned that whether or not the avoidus that he does in the future are good is gufa toli in the shakla v'tayah of the Gemara. In the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought the Pshat and Rabbi Yeshua is because Mesa Kahuna, then Avada, only the Karbanis that he brought in the past are kosher, but the Karbanis that he brings in the future are Pasul. But once the Gemara's Mechadish in the Maskana Asvara, that even if you hold Batla Kahuna, still Rabbi Yeshua is Machshir because of Baruch Hashem Chelo Yifayal Yadav Tirtzeh. So then, what's the difference between the avodas that he did in the past or the future? Even the avodas that he did in the past, why should they have a hechsher? He's not a kayin. You're saying batla kahuna. B'nei geya the din of galus, you're saying it's nigmar dinay b'loy kayin gadol. It's a gloy milson lemafreya that he was never a kayin gadol. So why are there kabanas that he brought in the past good? Because there's a new din of baruch Hashem chayla yifayal yad of tirtzeh. Afilu chulin shabay tirtza. The Rambam's gear says afilu chulin shabay tirtza. If so, why should there be a difference between lemafreya mikanu labo? Even lemafreya, why should the avoidus have a hechsher? The teretz is there's a pasuk that says afilu chulin shabay tirtza. Okay, so the same thing should be with mikanu labo. So the Rambam who paskins in Perek Zayin mehilchus reitzeach halacha yud beis that Nigmar dina ivenimsa koyen gadol ben grushe ben chalutza batla kahuna ukiilu nigmar dina ibalei koyen gadol veina yaitse misham la'aylam. And still the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua that all the karbanis that he brought are kosher. That means the Rambam's obviously learning like the maskan of the Gemara that even if you hold batla kahuna, still you can hold of Rabbi Yeshua's halacha that the karbanis are good. Because of Baruch Hashem Chelai. If so, it's very gishmak, the psak of the Rambam, that there's no difference between Lisha Avar and Mikanu Laba, even the Karbanes that he brought, Mikanu Laba, B'dievet, are kosher, because of Baruch Hashem Chelai, Ufayal Yodov Tirtze. And Lefi Zeh, says Rav Shmuel, we can explain a Shvera Hafla in Ksubis Tavchav Gimel. Tosis over there in Ksubistav Chav Gimel Amen Aleph and Dibra Maschel Eidei Toma says that a cholol that does Avoida on Shabbos is Chayiv Skila. Frekta Haflo, over there we're talking about a case where it was Loi Noidash and Nitma. It wasn't known that she was Mizana. So it should have the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua that by Loi Noida we have Baruch Hashem Chelo Yifayel Yadav Tirtze, Befrat, Lefi, the Rambam Shita, that even the Avoidus that he does after it's Noida that he's a Cholol is also kosher because of Baruch Hashem Chelo. So how could Tosfos say that there's a Ovein Misa, there's a Chi of Misa by Cholol Shavat B'Shabbos, what happened to Rabbi Shua's Halacha, we paskin like Rabbi Shua, the Avoidus kosher, Zok the Hafla, that Tosfos means that it's Mashkachas law. I could find the case of Ovein Misa where, let's say, he's Ovid B'Teiras HaKoyen Gadol. Let's say on Yom Kippur Shechol Yais B'Shabbos, where the Hechsher of the Avoid of Yom Kippur needs a Koyen Gadol. And Zokta Afla, even though the Avoida is kosher by a cholo, but that's only b'teiras a kain hedit, but not b'teiras kain gadol. He doesn't have a din kain gadol. So therefore, on Yom Kippur, Shechol Yitz B'Shabbos, there's a Ovein Misa. Frek the Be'er Yitzchak in Erechaim Simen Chaf Hei, that from our sugits mevur, that he's considered a kain gadol. Because he's even machzor the Reitzeach, according to one man, the Omar. If you hold Mesa Kahuna, the Gemara said that until now, he's considered a Kohen Gadol, and now it's Mesa Kahuna. So you see that this that Rabbi Yeshua was machsher the avoidus, if he was a Kohen Gadol until now, it has a toiras avoidas Kohen Gadol. And for Rav Shmuel, that ain't nachanami. According to the Hava Amina, that we thought that the Yisoid of Rabbi Yeshua is because of Mesa Kahuna, then ain't nachanami. Until now, he had a toiras Kohen Gadol. But according to the Maskana that we're saying, really, Butla Kahuna, really, he never was a Kohen. Just that there's a Hechsher in the Avodis alone. The Avodis are kosher, but he himself is not a Kohen. So then it's not Shaykh to say that there's a Chalois, shame, Avodas Kohen Gadol here. Because he's a Zor, he's not a Kohen at all. Sokta Hafla, so then it's not going to have a Teiras Avodas Kohen Gadol. It's only going to have a Teiras Avodas Kohen Hedyet, but not a Teiras Avodas Kohen Gadol, and that's a case where there could be a Chiyuv Skila for a Cholol that's Ovid B'Shabbos, if it's a Yom Kippur Shcholi Yis B'Shabbos, where we need a Teiras Avodas Kohen Gadol. Next inyan, the Mishnah says that K'shem K'sheho'ir K'oiletes Kach Tchuma K'oilet. The same way the city is K'oilet, so too the Tchum is also K'oilet. Says the Gemara, V'riminu, V'yoshav ba v'lei b'tchuma. It says, V'yoshav ba. He can only live in the city, but not in the Tchum. Om Rabbi Eloi Kasha, kan likloit kan lodur. This, that the Mishnah that says that the Tchum is koilit, that's talking about the Din Klita. If he's within the Tchum of the city, he's safe. But as far as living there, he's not allowed to live there. Frek the Gemara, lodur teipik lei dei, noisin soda migrash, v'lei migrash soda, loi migrash ir, v'lei ir migrash. You're not allowed to make the migrash into an ear. So he's anyway not allowed to live in the tchum of the city because you can't make the migrash into an ear. On that, the Gemara answers that Amrav Sheishas leinitzrucha elo lemechilais. The chiddush of the yoshav ba bavolei betchuma is even ba'ifin that he's not taking away from the migrash. Let's say he's living in an underground cave. So he's not taking away from the Migrash. Still, there's a din above Olay B'Tchuma. Now, Kipshutai, what happens if the Reitzeach will be over on this halacha and he will live in the Tchum of the city? Pashtis, it's just that he was over on a Zayta Ge'isr of a Yoshav Ba V'Olay B'Tchuma, but Avadeve Goyal Adam can't kill him. He still has the protection of the Ir Miklot because he's within the Tchum of the Ir. He's being over on a Isser of a Yoshabav Avalei V'Tchuma, but that doesn't take away from the Klitas Ir. And that's the Mashmois of the Rambam in Perakhes Mehilchus Reitzeach Halacha Yod Aleph, that Va'afal Pisha Tchum Koilet. Ain't a Reitzeach Dorboy. Even though the Tchum is Koilet, the Reitzeach is not allowed to live there. Shenemar v'yoshav ba, ba v'loi b'tchuma. But the Meiri says a gvaldige chiddush that if the Reitzeach lives in the Tchum ha'ir, he says v'im also kein hitter atzmai v'ein goel adam neragolov. So the Meiri a gvaldige chiddush, not like the Mashmois of the Rambam, that if the Reitzeach lives within the Tchum Ha'ir and he has no right to live there, then he loses the protection of the Ir Miklot and the Goel Adam is not Neragolov. The Chazon Ish in Likutim Simen Chav Gimel says for a Dover Pashit that Avada, even if he lives in Mechilais B'Tchum Ha'ir, although he's not allowed to, but Avada, the Klita of the Tchum he still has. Next inyan. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bey says, Reitzeach sheyotza chutz la'tchum u'motza goyel adam, Rabbi Yosi Aglili oimer mitzvah biyad goyel adam u'rishus biyad kol adam, Rabbi Kiva oimer rishus biyad goyel adam v'chol adam chayov in olav. That's our girsa, which is the Ran's girsa in Sanhedrin Daf Memhei and the Marshal's girsa, and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam are Geiris v'chol adam ein chayav in olav. So, what happened? A Reitzeach left the Tchum, the Goel Adam found him, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam to kill him. Everybody else has Rishus. Rabbi Kiva says that it's a Rishus Biyad Goel Adam, and everybody else, according to the Ran, the Marshal's Girs, everybody else is Chayiv Misa if they kill him. According to Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, Kol Adam Ein Chayav in Olav. So the Gilyan on the side of, that's printed on the side of the Shas, says that according to the Girsa of Chol Adam Ein Chayav in Olav, there's no machlokes going on between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva b'negea Kol Adam. The machlokes is only b'negea the Goel Adam, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's a mitzvah, and Rabbi Kiva says it's rishus. But b'negea Kol Adam, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's rishus. B'yad Kol Adam, Rabbi Kiva also agrees, because he says v'Kol Adam ein chayav in olav. And he wants to say that lefi zeh, it's very gishmak, why the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph only explains the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva b'negea the Goel Adam. The Gemara says that they're arguing how to teach v'rotzach Goel Adam es haretzeach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says v'rotzach means he should kill him, and Rabbi Kiva says v'rotzach means he could kill him. But why doesn't the Gemara explain what the machlokes is b'negea Kol Adam? But Lefi, the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, which the Tosis Yom Tov brings, that v'chol adam ein chayav in olav, he says, then there's no machlokes b'nei geya kol adam, so there was nothing for the Gemara to explain. Whereas according to the Ran's Girsa, that v'chol adam chayav in olav, why didn't the Gemara bother explaining why Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds its rishus b'yad kol adam, and Rabbi Kiva holds kol adam's chayav in olav? However, if you look in the Ritva, it's mevur, not like the Gilyan on the Shas is saying. Because the Ritva is also gairus v'chol adam ein chayav in olav, and he says that there still is a machloikis going on between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva by kol adam. Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, Rishus biyad kol adam. Rabbi Kiva says, no, Rishus biyad goyel adam, v'chol adam ein chayavin olav. Kol adam ein chayavin olav, Zokta Ritva means that there's an iser l'chatchila for everybody else to kill him, but b'dievet, if they did, is ein chayavin olav. And the Ritva proves that the girsa of ein chayavin olav is the correct girsa, because he's bothered with the question that the Gilyan is bringing up, that the Gemara only explains the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva b'nei Geya, the Goel Adam, whether it's mitzvah or rishus. How do you teach v'rotzach? But why didn't the Gemara explain the machlokes b'nei Geya kol Adam? Zok the Ritva, the pshat is, because ha b'hotalya, that la'olam kol Adam is one darga less than the Goel Adam. So according to the Madomar that says that Goel Adam is a mitzvah, then everybody else is rishus. But according to the Madomar that says that Goel Adam is rishus, then everybody else is one darga lower, that there's an Isser l'chatchila, but the Eved, you're not chayiv. But according to the Girsa of Chayav in Olav, then it comes out that Kol Adam, according to Rabbi Kiva, is two madregas lower than Goel Adam. By Goel Adam, it's rishus, and by everybody else, not only they don't have rishus lechatchila, but if they do it b'di'eved, they're chayiv misa. So why didn't the Gemara explain what the machlokes is? The Aruch Laner taina is that he still doesn't hear the Ritva's svara. Ein hachanami that each one is saying that the Kol Adam is one darga less than Goel Adam, but hagufa, how do we know that? How do we know that Kol Adam is one madrega less than Goel Adam? It's still Tzarech Bir. So Ken Zayn, the Briskerov's Hezber, in the Machloikis B'negeya Kol Adam, that we're going to mention Behem Shechashir, is Gufa, the Kavon of the Ritva. May Inyan Le'inyan Ba'isai Inyan. There's a beautiful shtickle from the Briskerov in Hilchus Reitzeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. That's Negeya Arsugya, which starts with a Rambam in Hilchus Reitzeach, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam over there says, Kol Ayochel Lahatzel Be'Aver Me'Avarov, V'Loy Torach Bekach, Elahitzel benafshei shol roide fahargoi hareza shayfich damim v'chayiv misa aval ein bezdin memisin oisai. What happens if there's a roideif that's running after somebody else? Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, and Levi has a din to save the nirduf. To save Shimon, there's a din that he's supposed to kill Reuven. But what happens if he's able to save Shimon by just maiming Reuven? He could shoot him in the leg without killing him. So if he's yochel lahatzel be'ever me'evarav, and he's not teirech b'kach, but rather he killed Reuven, then he's considered a shayfich damim, and he's chayiv misa, but Bezdin won't kill him. In other words, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, but Bezdin shalmato will not kill him. The Ravid in Perek Tes Mehilchus Melachim argues on the Rambam and says, no, ha-hargoy neragolov. If he was able to save the nirdaf by just maiming the roidef, and instead he killed him, then he gets killed for that. The Tor in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Tov Chav Hei says, ve'eini yodea, kivin shechayiv misa, lo ma'ein bezdin memisa naisai. If he's chayiv misa, why shouldn't Bezdin kill him? Zok the Briskerov, be'emes, we find many cases in the Rambam in Hilchus Reit Seach that a person is chayiv misa la'shamayim, but he's potter from Misa's Bezdin. For example, in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, by someone that kills a Treifa or a Geisis, or in Halacha Yud Aleph over there, the Rambam says that someone that kills a Ger Toishav is Chayev Misa LaShamayim, but Bezdin won't kill him. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam says, if a person puts someone in a place that Seif Cham Olavai, where he's eventually going to get dehydrated by being in the sun, so he's Bechlal Sheifich Damim, but he's Potter from Mises Bezdin. And at the beginning of Perek Beis, the Rambam explains clearly that there's two dinim that were said in Ritzicha. There's one Ritzicha that a person is Chayiv Anid Mises Bezdin, and a Ritzicha that's Din on Masr LaShamayim. So what's bothering the Tor? What's bothering the Tor? This is not the only example where a person is Chayiv Misa LaShamayim, but Bezdin doesn't kill him. Zok de Briskerov, what the Torah is bothered with is that Mehecha Teisi, to say this chilik by a roidif, that it should have a Teiras Ritzicha, but you shouldn't be chayv on him, Misas Bezdin. It's not like killing a treifa. By killing a treifa, the pshat is, Vibalt, he is considered a Gavrik Teila, so there's a Ptur from Misas Bezdin. But Avada L'chatchila, you're not allowed to kill him. If a person that kills him is Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim. He killed someone that had a Chayev Shah, so he's Chayev Misa LaShamayim, but he's Potter in Bezdin Shalmata. But when it comes to a Roidif, Mehecha Teisi to make such a Chilik, if you're saying that it's Bechlal Ritzicha and Shvichas Damim, because he was supposed to be Matzel Be'echad Me'evarav, and instead he killed him, and you're calling him a Shvichas Damim, and you're saying that he's Chayev Misa, so if it has a Teiras Ritzicha, Mehecha Teisi, that there should be a Ptur from Misas Bezdin. Where does it say that in the Din of Roidif? That's what the Torah is asking. Ve'eini idea, kivan shechayev Misa, lama ein Bezdin me'misa naisai. Says the Briskerov, b'shem Rav Shloime Eger, in Ksubis, Daf Lamed Gimel, a Gishmakir Pshat, that the Mishnah Lamelech in Parakas Mehilchus Chayvelu Mazik brings b'shem Misha Kosvu, that the whole halacha, that yochel lahatzel bechad me'evarav shol roidif, that you're not allowed to kill the roidif, you have to maim him, that din was only said about an ish acher that's coming to save. But the nirdof himself, ein ay medaktik bazeh. The nirdof himself is allowed to kill the roidif, even though it's yochel lahatzel bechad me'evarav. Zokt Rav Shloime Eger, that since the Nirdof himself is allowed to kill the Roidif, so that gives the Roidif a din of a Gavrik Teila. And since he has a din of a Gavrik Teila, so therefore, anybody that kills him is Ein Chayavin Olav. That's what the Rambam means. Although everybody else who's able to be Matzel Bechad Me'evarav don't have a right to kill him, and if they do, they're Chayiv Misa LaShamayim, But in Beis Din over here, we can kill him because he's a Gavra Ketela, since the Nirdof himself was able to kill him. Zok Rav Shloime Eger, where do I see this halacha? I see it from the din of Rabbi Akiva, of our Mishnah. The Rambam in Perkei Milchus Reitzeach Halacha Yud Paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that a Reitzeach Sheyotzu Chutz Lir Miklotoi, that it's a Rishus B'yad Goyal Adam, B'chol Adam Ein Chayavin Olav. Zok Rav Shloime Eger, what's pshat in the din of Chol Adam Ein Chayavin Olav? He learns up that since there's a Rishus B'yad Goyal Adam Lehargoi, that makes the Reitzeach B'shoigeg like a Gavra Ketela. He's considered like a Gavra Ketela since the Goyal Adam can kill him, and that's why Chol Adam is Ein Chayavin Olav. So he says that's the pshat over here also, where the Nirdof himself is able to kill the Raidif. He's not Mechuyiv to save himself, Be'echad Me'evarav Shal Raidif. So once the Nirdof is allowed to kill him, the Raidif is considered like a Gavra Ketela. So everybody else, although they're not allowed to kill him, and if they do, they're Chayiv Miso LaShamayim, but if they do kill him, they're killing someone that's considered a Gavra Ketela, and Memela, they are Potter from Misas Beis Din. Comes along the Brisker Rav, and he says that this is a Tzarech Iyin. The Lomdus of Rav Shloime Eger, the way he's learning the Rambam, is Shver. Because he says that we don't find the din of a Gavra Ketela except by someone that's Nigmar Dinoi. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Aleph, that Nigmar Dinoi is a Gavra Ketela. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehilchus Mamre Malacha Teseh Shekol Misha Nigmar Dinoi Harehu Keharug Ve'en Loidam. That's a din by someone that had a Gemar Din, because the Gemar Din makes him like a Harug. But a Roidif doesn't have any Gemar Din. It's just that you're allowed to kill him outside Tzolas HaNirdaf. So what made him into a Gavra Ketela? So too a Reitzeach that left his ear Miklot. He doesn't have a Gemar Din. There's just a Din that the Goyal Adam has Rishus to kill him. So what makes it Bichal on this Reitzeach that left the Eir Miklot a Din that Gavra Ketela? He says that's a Tzarech Iyin. Zok the Brisker Rav, a different Mahalach in the Rambam. He says that what's Pshat in the Din of Rabbi Akiva that Kol Adam Ein Chayavin Olav? Zok there, that's not a toitza of the halacha of Rishus B'yad Goyal Adam, like Rav Shlomo Eger learned. But rather, it's an independent halacha. Like the Rambam says in Perakei Mehilchus Reitzeach Halacha Yud, Nichnas Lir Miklotoi V'yotzo Chutz L'tchuma B'zodoin Hareza Hiter Atzmai L'misa U'Rishus L'Goyal Adam L'Hargoi V'im Hargoi Kol Adam Ein Chayavin Olav Shenemar Ein Loi Dom. Zok the Rambam, that we learn out from the pasuk of Ein Loi Dom that every person that kills him is potter. It's a din mesuyim b'fnei atzma that was said in the Torah about a reitzeach that leaves their miklot, that he's an Ein Loi Dom and Ein Chayavin Olav. Like Rashi teaches in Chumash, Ein Loi Dom, harehu kahirig es hamei she'ein loi dom. It's like killing a mace who doesn't have dam. Besides for the din that the pasuk says, V'rotzach goyal adam es haretzeach, the pasuk also ends with a separate halacha of Ein Loi Dom. There's one halacha b'negea the goyal adam. That's a rishus. V'rotzach goyal adam es haretzeach. And then there's a second halacha of Ein Loi Dom. He's considered like a mace. And memela kol adam ein chayavin olav. Zakt. The Brisker Rav, that is the answer to the question that the Mefarshim ask, that what's the beer in the second Machloikis between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara only explained the Machloikis b'negeya the Goyal Adam, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns V'rotzach is a mitzvah, and Rabbi Akiva says V'rotzach is Rishus. But what's the beer on Machloikis b'negeya kol Adam that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's Rishus, and Rabbi Akiva says Kol Adam is Ein Chayavin Olav, but it's not Rishus. What's that? What's the beer in that machlokes? Zok the Brisker Rav, that there's two things going on in the pasuk. There's v'ratzach ke'el adam esareitzeach, and there's also ein leidam. So if you learn v'ratzach ke'el adam esareitzeach is a mitzvah, so then ein leidam that the Torah is saying b'nei ge'a kol adam, we understand means that they don't have the v'ratzach, which is a mitzvah. By everybody else, it's only ein leidam. So it goes down one madrega that it's rishus ein leidam. It's not like v'ratzach of the Goel Adam that has a mitzvah. It's only rishus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that learns v'ratzach Goel Adam esareitzeach means rishus. So when the Torah says that for everybody else it's ein leidam, the Torah means that for everybody else it's not a rishus. It's asur lechatchila, but if they do it, it's ein chayavin olav. So this possibly is what the Ritva meant, that everybody else is one madrega lower than Goel Adam, because, like the Brisker Rav is saying, that's the mashmois of the pasuk, that the Torah is tailing up, the Torah is dividing between the Goel Adam and everybody else. So we understand that the Ein Leidam is le'umas, in contrast to the Verotzach. So if Verotzach is a mitzvah, so everybody else, which is Ein Leidam, means they don't have the Verotzach. No, it's a darga lower. If Verotzach itself is Rishus, so then Ein Leidam is Ein Chayav in Olav. Ba'ifin that both arguments are Toli Zebozeh. Malkolponim, Zokta Briskirov, Lefi, this way of understanding the din of our Mishnah of Kol Adam Ein Chayav in Olav. That it's a din Mesuyim that was said on Aritzeach that left from the Ir Miklot. That it's Chal on his Guf, a Chalois din. That he has a Torah's Ein Leidam, and Mamela, there's no Chiyav Ritzicha at all, even L'chol Adam. So, Aybazai, it's not a source for this that the Rambam said, that Yochel Lahatzel Be'echad Me'evarav, and he wasn't Tireach to do it. So even though he's Chai Misa Lashamayim, but Bezdin doesn't kill him, this would not be a source for that. Not like Rav Shlomo Eger said that we could buy from our halach of Chol Adam Ein Chayav in Olav HaYisoid, that when there's someone that's able to kill him, that gives him a Teiras Gavra Ketela, that Memeil everybody else is Ein Chayav in Olav. And he wanted to say, based on that, that Hu Adin, since the Nirdaf himself is able to kill the Raidif, that makes him a Gavra Ketela, that everybody else is Ein Chayav in Olav. No. Over here it's a Bazundra Halacha Vashtet in the Pasuk of Ein Leidam. So it's Tzirik Shver, what's the Pshat in the Rambam that someone that's Yochel Lahatzel Be'echad Me'evarav, and he's not Tireach to do that, so even though he's Chayiv Misa, but ain't Bezdin Me'misa Naisai. Zokta Briskerav, that Be'emes, also by Roidif, the Din Gavra Ketela that he has is a Din Me'yuchid Migzeres HaKosuv, U'kidachsiv Bikra Gavi Baba Machteres Ein Leidamim. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Kapitel Chaf Beis Pasuk Aleph, Im Bamach Teres Yimotzei Hagane V'hukov Ameis, Ein Leidamim. If a person is breaking into somebody else's house via a tunnel, and he gets killed, Ein Leidamim, Zokt Rashi, Ein Zu Ritzicha Harehu Kemeis Me'ikroi. Like the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis, that my taimo de machteres, Rava says, chazaka ein odom mamid atzmai al mamaynoi. There's a chazaka, a person doesn't just stand by his money idly and let it be taken. So the baba machteres knows that the owner is ready to put up a fight, and he's coming, adaita de hachi, that he's ready to kill the balabayas. So he has a halacha of a roidif, and therefore it's ein leidamim. Zokta Briskerov, so I see that the Torah says by Baba Machteres and Huadin Oroidif that he's a Ein Leidamim. Vim Kei Nemar Bozed Din Mesuyim Dimovad Iker Hahatzola Shal Nirdof Cholo Al Atzmai Shal Haroidif U Baba Machteres Toras Ein Leidamim Ushnei Dinim Nemru Veroidif Chada Iker Din Hahatzola Shal Nirdof Shenitin Latziloi Benafshei Shal Roidif Vishainis the Horaidif Atzmai Toiras Ein Leidamim Alav Legabe Koladinim. There's two halachas when it comes to Roidif. There's one halacha that Al Tzatzolas HaNirdof, you're allowed to kill the Raidif, and you're supposed to kill the Raidif, and Shainis, that the Raidif himself has a halacha ve'en lay damim legabe al dinim. And he says that, you can see this from the Rambam in Perek Tes, Mehilchus Geneva halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Habobim machteres, bein bayoim, bein balayla, ein lay damim. Elo im hargay balabai, so shar ha'adam peturin. Then the Rambam says, Urishus yesh la koil lahargoy, bain bachoil, bain bashabis, bachol miso, sheikhoil in the hamisoi, shanemar ein loy domim. The Rambam starts off that someone that's above machteres, whether it's by day or by night, he's ein loy domim. If the balabais or anyone kills him, they're potter. And then he says, and there's rishus for everyone to kill him, whether it's on weekday or on Shabbos, bachol miso, sheikhoil in the hamisoi, shanemar ein loy domim. Frekter briskerov, lechaira, if the Rambam is telling you at the end of the halacha that there's a rishus to do it, so why does he have to tell you in the beginning of the halacha that if you do it, you're potter? Of course, if you have rishus. So of course you're potter. So why is the Rambam dividing it into two halachas? First of all, there's a din ptur, and second of all, there's a din rishus. And why is he saying first the din ptur, and then afterwards the din of rishus? If you have rishus, so that's why you're potter. Zokta briskerov, that the Rambam is telling us that the ikur din of a baba machteres is that the Torah made him an ein loy damim, and memela whoever kills him is potter, and that has nothing to do with the rishus lahargoy mishum atzolas anirdof. It's a ptur mitzan atzmai because it's chal on the Raidif himself, on the Bab Machteres himself, a din ein lay damim. And even if we would be able to find a harigo where there is no adin atzalas anirdof, mimashal, let's say it's yochel atzilai be'echad me'evarov, where al tzalas anirdof you wouldn't have it, you would still be potter because of the din ein lay damim v'gavra k'teila. That's what the Rambam is saying, that Ababa Machteres ain't loy domim, and therefore someone that kills him is potter. So the Iker Ptor is Alts ain't loy domim. Comes out that there's two dinim. There's one din of ain't loy domim, which is a chalois din on the Gufa Roidif, Ababa Machteres, that he's considered a Gavra Katela, and it's Paka from him, the Chiv of Ritzicha. That's the din of Imhargu Peturim. And also Nichlal in the Pasuk of ain't loy domim is a din of Rishus, that you're allowed to kill him outside Salas Arnirdof. That's why the Rambam split them into two, because it's two separate dinim. Memela, that's the pshat in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Mehilchus Reitzeach, that says that if it's Yochel Atziloi, Be'echad Me'evarov, although it's usur to kill him, because Hatzolas HaNirdof is not Mechayiv to kill him, you have a way out by just maiming him, but if the person did kill the Raidif, we're not going to kill him, ain't bezdin mimisa naisai, because since a Raidif is no different than a Baba Machteres has a din of a Raidif, and the Torah by Baba Machteres said ain't loy damim, a Raidif is also ain't loy damim. If he's ain't loy damim, ain't bezdin mimisa naisai. So he's chayiv miso lashamayim, he wasn't allowed to do it. Hatzolas HaNirdof did not give him that right to kill him. But if he did kill him, he's killing someone that's considered a Gavra Ketela, Se'ein Bezdin Memisa Naisai. Zokt Rav Shmuel in Ois Shin Pei Aleph that the Rosh in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Bei says, on this that the Gemara over there says that if Zimri would have been Nishapech and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't have gotten killed for that. Still, says the Rosh, what if somebody else would have killed Pinchas? He would have gotten killed because Pinchas did not have a din of a roidif gomor since birshus ka'avid, since he was doing it birshus of kanoin paigimbay. So somebody else that would kill Pinchas, he would get killed for that. It's just that Zimri himself was einay neragolov, because since Zimri had a halacha of abo lahargacha hashkem lahargai, so Zimri wouldn't have been killed for that. But not that Pinchas has a din of a roidif gomer le'inyan, an outsider, that an outsider should be allowed to kill him. An outsider that would kill him would be Naragolov, since Pinchas was doing it birshus. Zokt Rav Shmuel that l'chayra l'fi Rav Shlomo Eger's hesber in the Rambam, then this Rosh doesn't stem with the Rambam, because Vibal Zimri had a right to kill him. So Pinchas should have a din of a Gavra Katela. So even if somebody else kills him, he shouldn't be able to be Naragolov. Masha'en Kain, according to the Brisker of the Rosh Kinshtim with the Rambam beautifully, because over there, there's no halach of Ein Loi Dam, since, like the Rosh is saying, Vershus Ka'ovid, he doesn't have a din of a Raidiv Gomer. Yeah, Zimri's allowed to kill him. Abola Hargacha, Hashkem Lahargai. That's a Bazundra din. But for the halacha that of Ein Chayavin Olav, that everybody else should have a Ptur, for that you need a Teras Ein Loi Dam. Someone that has a din of a Kanoim Pagan boy, he doesn't have a din of a Raidiv to have the din Ein Loi Damim. So Mamela, the Rosh and the Rambam can shtim beautifully. Next inyan, the Gemara brings that Oma Marzutra, Bartuvia Marav, Reitzeh Sheyotze Chutz L'Tchum, Umotzei Goyal Adam Behor Goy Nerag Olav. Marzutra Bartuvia says in the name of Rav that Reitzeh that left the Tchum and the Goyal Adam found him, he gets killed for that. Kiman, Loiker Rav Yaisi Aglili, V'Loiker Rav Akiva. He's saying not like either of them, because they Rav Yaisi Aglili holds it's a mitzvah, Rav Akiva holds it's reshus. Zok the Gemara, Hudo Amar Ki Aitana, the Taner Belezer, Aymar, Amde, Lefnei, Eidol, Amishpat, Matamuloymar, Lefishanem, Avarotzach, Goel Adam, Saritzech, Yochel Miyad, I might think that the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him right away, Tamuloymar, Amde, Lefnei, Eidol, Amishpat. Dorit Fo explains that this Tana, Rav Elezer holds that in order for the Goel Adam to kill him, the Pasuk is saying that we first need the Eda to warn him that if he's going to be Peshaya Mikan Ve'eloch, Lotzeis Chutz L'Tchumai, then Yehei Domai Mutter Mikan Ve'eloch L'Goyel Adam Im Yotzeh Chutz L'Tchumai. This Rabbi Lezer holds that V'rotzach Goyel Adam Esareitzeach is only Ad Omdei Lefnei Ho'edo La'Mishpat. The first time he leaves, he gets a warning. We warn him that if this is going to happen again, then the Goyal Adam will be able to kill him. But the first time he leaves, until he's warned by Bezdin that if it happens again, he's going to get killed, the Goyal Adam is not allowed to kill him. So we have a three-way machlokes. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili says mitzvah, Rabbi Kiva says reshus, and this Tana holds, no, the Goyal Adam is not allowed to kill him. And like Marzutra, Martuva Marav said, that if he does, he's Naragolov. Now the Ritva brings Bishem, the Rama, that this Manda Omar is arguing on Rav Huna that we had earlier on Daf Yud Amid Beis that says the Reitzeach that Shegoyla Lir Miklotay Vahargoy Goyla Adam Baderech is Potter. Because Madoch, if he caught up to him on the Derech and killed him, he's Potter. For sure, if the Reitzeach left the Ir Miklot, you should at least have the Din Ptur. So why does it say Naragolov? Al Karchach, he argues on Avhunas Halacha. He holds like the Tana that the Gemara brought on Yudam Mikbeis that says, not like Avhunas Halacha, that the Goyal Adam that would kill him on the way would be Naragolov. So Rav Huna has to be going either with Rav Yossi or Rav Akiva that hold that if he left the Ir Miklot, it's either a mitzvah or a reshus. Zok Rav Huna, that's if he left the Ir Miklot. But if he's on the way to the Ir Miklot, then it's just a din ptur, like we explained in the Shir on Daf Yud. The Ritva doesn't like this, because then why didn't the Gemara explain that Rav Huna only stims with Rav Yossi and Rav Akiva, he doesn't fit with this other Tana. Therefore, he says that it's two separate Nidainim. He says that it could be that Rav Huna is Maida over here, that the Goyal Adam is Naragolov. Because since it was Kfar Kol Tu Mechitzis L'Reitzeach V'daitai Lachzar Sham, since he already had the Klita of the Mechitzis of their Miklot, and it's Daitai Lachzar Sham, so maybe once he already got the protection of their Miklot, and his Das is to go back, maybe that's more Chomer. So it could be Snaragalov. And Huadin, that it's possible to say that even according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi that say over here that he's Einoi Narag, it could be that over there, you know, Aretzech that's on his way to their Miklot, they would hold Narag. Because over here it's worse, because he was Peshea. The Aretzech was Peshea Ba'atzmai, Lotzeis Chutz L'Miklotai. Masha'ekin over there that he's running to their Miklot, could be that over there the Goyal Adam is Naragolov. It's two separate Nidainim, and that's why the Gemara does not make any connection between the two sugyas. Next inyan. The Gemara brings Tani Chada Av Shaharag Benoy Nasalai Goyal Adam. If a father killed, then his son becomes a Goyal Adam to kill him. V'tanya Idach Ein Benoy Nasalai Goyal Adam. You have another braisa that says that a son doesn't become a Goyal Adam. The Gemara ends up answering the Stira Elolai Kasha Habe Benoy V'ha Beben Benoy. That this braisa that says Ein Benoy Nasa Goyal Adam, that's talking about the son of the Reitzeach, meaning the brother of the Nirtzach. And this that it says, B'noi Nasaloi Goyal Adam, is going on the son of the Horug, who's the grandson of the Reitzeach, the Einoi Muzar Al Kavaydai, and he's not warned about the covet of his grandfather. Meaning, if a father, Loyalenu, kills his son, B'shoigeg, so then another son, a brother of the deceased, does not become a Goyal Adam to kill his father. Alts, Kibud Av, he doesn't kill him. But if a father killed his son, then the son of the Harug, the grandson, does become a Goyal Adam to kill his grandfather, Rashi says, because Einai Muzar Al Kevaydai. So the Tshuvas Ma'arik in Sheresh Mem Dalet says that Ein Adam Chayiv Bechvoid Ziknoi, and the Bir Agra in Yeridea Simon Resh Mem, Sivkotan Lamed Gimel says that a raya to the Marik is from here. That you see that a grandson has a different halacha than a son, b'negea, becoming a Goyal Adam to kill his grandfather. But the Rama in Shailas Uchuvah, Simon Kufyud Ches, brings a raya from the Medrash in Bracious Rabbah, Tzadi Dalid, hey, on the Pasuk of Ayizbach Zvachim Leleke Aviv Yitzchak, that the Medrash says that from here we see, since it Yaakov Avinu brought Karbanis Leilekei of Yitzchak, and doesn't say Leilekei, the Eibishter of Avram, we see Shechayev Adam Bechvayin Aviv Yoyser Mi Bechvayin Ziknoi. Rashi brings this in Chumash. So it's mashma, you're mechuyev in the covet of your father more than the covet of your grandfather, but a covet of your grandfather sounds like you're mechuyev in. Unazoi paskin terama in Simon Reish Mem, Yeridei of Simon Reish Mem, Sivchav Dalit, that a person is chayev in the covet of his grandfather. So how do we explain this Gemara then? If he's chayev in the covet of his grandfather, how could he become a Goyal Adam? So the Yad David wants to say that Lulei Divrei Rashi, he would say that even though a person is mitzuvah on the covet of his grandfather, it's still not shver from our sugya, because since he's mitzuvah in kibud av and mechabdeyu b'chayav u'mechabdei b'maisai, and covet aviv comes before covet ziknai, so we go after kibud av. So therefore, there's a mitzvah's goyal adam in his to kill his grandfather who killed his father, since he's standing up for the covet of his father, who got killed by his grandfather, and he's mechuyev in the covet of his father more than the covet of his grandfather. So that's why he's a goyal hadam, to be goyal the dam of his father by killing his grandfather. But avada, he's muzer on the covet of his grandfather, just that the covet of his father comes first, and he's standing up for the covet of his father. The Shailas Uchuvas Chelkes Yaakov in Yeridea Simen Kuf Lamed Hei says that that's what Rashi Bayos means also. When Rashi says Sheinei Muzar Al Kavoida, he means when it's misnagid to the covet of his father, he's not Muzar Al Kavoida of his grandfather, since Kibud Av is Adif. In the Hagois Yad Avram in Yeridea over there, he wants to answer Al Pirim Kiva Eger in Chuvis, in Kama Simen Samaches, in the name of the Livyas Chain, that the only time there's a chiyuv in the covet of a grandfather is only kol's man that his father's alive. Because since his father's also chayiv b'chvaydai, so memela, the son is chayiv in the covet of his grandfather. But over here where the father died, then he's not chayiv anymore in the covet of his grandfather. But the Shagas Aryeh over here in Makis says that from the words of the Medrash, it's not mashma like that. Because the Medrash says, even after Avram and Yitzchak were both nifter, still it says, why Vayizbach Zvachem Lelekei Aviv Yitzchak? Because Chayiv Adam Mekavav Aviv Yosemi Bechvayt Ziknai. So it sounds like, even La'achar Misas Aviv, there's still an inyan of Kavit Ziknai. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan, it's mavur in our Gemara, that if not for the fact that there's an inyan of kibud av when it comes to a father, it sounds like Be'etzem, when a father kills his son, another brother would be a Goyal Adam to kill his father. It's just that, Al-Tkibunav, so he doesn't do it. The problem is, the Mefarshim are bothered that the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Mehilchus Reitzeach, Halacha Beis, V'chol Haroi LiYerusha, Hu Goyal Adam. Nachroinim are bothered, if only the one that's Roi LiYerusha is the Goyal Adam, over here, when a son dies, the one that's Roi LiYerusha is the father himself. The first Yairish is the father before a brother. So if the Din Goyal Adam is on the one, the specific person that's Roi LiYerusha, so anyway, the Ach should not be a Goyal Adam, because the father is the Yairish, not the Ach. So the Chazon Ish in Sanhedrin, Simen Yud Tes Ois Gimel, wants to say that the Rambam, when he says Kol Roi LiYerusha Goyal Adam, he doesn't mean the Yairish Bepoyel. He means anyone that's royally Yerusha with the Din Yerusha Atzmis that doesn't have to come on to the Din of Mishmush. Meaning, there's some people that have a Din to be Yairish Mitzad Atzmam. He says, a father, a mother, a brother, sister, son, daughter, they have a Din to be Yairish Mitzad Atzmam. And then there's a Din of Mishmush. Other relatives who have a Din to be Yairish because they have a Din to be Yairish, the Yairish. But they don't have a din Yerusha mitzad atzmam. Zok the Chazon Ish, that's the pshat in our Gemara. Avada, the Yairish bepoyel would be the father. But the Rama means kolaroy liYerusha, hu goyal adam. So as long as you're from those six, so you're liYerusha mitzad atzmecha, so then you have a din of a goyal adam. Zok the Chazon Ish, that Oibazoi, from here is a raya to the sheet of the Beis Yosef in Chayshe Mishpat Simen Reish Nun Gimel that says that the Yerusha Vanach is not Midin Mishmush, unlike the Darkei Moshe over there in Ois Ches that says that the Yerusha Vanach is Midin Mishmush. The Darkei Moshe holds that why does the brother Yarshin? Because since the Yerusha goes to the father, if there's no father, since he has a din to be Yairish, the father, so he gets it Midin Mishmush because he's a Yairish of the Yairish. Mashenk in the Beis Yosef holds that it's a direct din Yerusha that a brother has. Zok the Chazon Ish from our Gemara is a raya to the sheet of the Beis Yosef. That's why the Ach, if not for the Inyan of Kibbud Av, he would have been a Goyal Adam. Zokt Rav Shmuel, that it's not a raya, because even if you say that the Rambam means that it goes after the Yairish Bepoyel, but that's because the Yairish Bepoyel, he is the closest Kariv. But what happens if this person who's the closest Kariv is the Reitzeach himself? So then Avada, the Din Goyal Adam, is going to go to the next Kariv. The vart of why you need the royal Yerusha, if we learn the Rambam means no, the royal Yerusha bepoyel, not like the Chazon Ish, the one that's royal Yerusha midin Yerusha atzmis, but it means the actual Yairish, but the vart is because he's the closest Kariv. So therefore he becomes the Goyal Adam, but if the closest Kariv is himself the Reitzeach, so Memela, the Ba Achrav, the next closest relative, is going to be Nasa, the Goyal Adam. Next Inyan. The Mishnah says on Yud Beis Amud Beis at the bottom, Kayotze Boy. Similarly, Reitzeach Shagolo Leir Miklotoi V'rotzu Anshe Hoyer Lechabdoi Yoymer Lehem Reitzeach Ani Omru Loi Afal Pikein Yikabo Mehen Shenemer V'zeh Devar HaReitzeach. So the Ritva says that some people are moichik the words Kayotze Boy, because what shaychus does it have to the Mishnah before? It said, Horak Boiso Ha'ir, Goyla Mishchuna Lishchuna, Ben Levi Goyla Meir Leir. If he killed in that city, he goes to Golas from one neighborhood to another. But a Malevi goes to Golas Meir Leir. Kayotze Boy, a Reitzeach that went to a near Miklot, they want to give him COVID, he should say Reitzeach Ani. What's the Kayotze Boy? So he says some people want to erase it. The Tiferes Yisrael wants to say that it's going back on the Mishnah and Tesamit Beis that says that they give him two Talmidei Chachamim on the way to speak to the Reitzeach, Rav Meir Oimer, who medaber al yidei atzmai shenemar v'zeh dvar ha-Reitzeach. So we're saying, Kayotze Boy, just like Rav Meir said, that the Reitzach himself talks the Goyal Adam out of killing him, over here also there's a din that he should tell them if they want to give him Kovin. So this is another thing that the Reitzach is supposed to say. There's another pshat that the Marsha and the Tosis Yom Tov say that this is a hataka from the Lashon HaMishnah in Masechet Shviyos, Perek Yud Mishnah Ches, that says that Hamachzer Choyv Bashviyos Yoimar Loi Mishametani Omar Loi Afal Pikein Yekabel Mimenu Kayotze Boy Reitzeach Shagola Leir Miklato Ivrotzu Anshe Yer Lechabdo Yerim Lehem Reitzeach Ani Omar Loi Afal Pikein Yekabel Men Shnemer Zedvar HaReitzeach. So since in Shviyos it's coming after the halacha of some of that's machzor chayv lechaverim b'shviyus that he should say meshametani, if he says afal pike nikabli mimenu, and over there it's a kayetze boy. So our mishnah was maitik the lashon mishnah over there in Shviyos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.